back with Fraser again at Cedar School of Excellence. Fraser, the iPad initiative you've been working with for the past 3 years, fundamentally, I think you put this in place so that it was going to impact on learning, have improved outcomes for all learners. Mm-hmm. What do you think you've been seeing over the past few years as a result of what you've done in terms of that impact on learning?
Okay, so I think the first result is that we now see that the life of the school is very much like the life outside the school. And that gap that we saw developing in school was something that we wanted to address. So pupils who come in from a very high-tech world, you know, with smartphones and tablets and computers and so on, feel like school is a bit like the world that they came from. That's very important for engagement and so on. What we've also done is we've realigned some of our teaching so that we're emphasising more modern skills. So things like word processing, for example, are not so important anymore, but we're now working on things like presentation skills as being one of the core communications tools in the classroom. And I emphasise skills particularly rather than just software, because it's about the whole performance and the communication rather than just making a really fancy deck. So things like that.
What about then in terms of the... We spoke about the creative aspect of things and what the iPad, the apps, the software that you can find there allows a learner to do now in terms of, let's say, image manipulation or recording sounds or animations. What do you think you're seeing there as a result of what's on offer in this device?
Well, we're seeing a much greater variety for a start. So quite often what we'll do is we'll say, here, you know, there's some learning to be done. We'll learn or we'll teach or however the lesson's to be structured. But then the response to that learning can be very much more individual. So it doesn't always have to be that everybody writes or everybody draws, but it can be, you know, drawing or writing or animation or sound production or something like that. But the trick for a teacher is to make sure that each pupil gets a range of those experiences and not just, you know, this person wants to animate all the time, so they animate everything, but just... there's more work to be done in that, certainly. It's a little more management effort for a teacher, but it's certainly very valuable for those pupils who want to express themselves in ways that are not always just writing something down.
Independence in learning. What are you seeing in terms of children developing their own, their independence as a learner? How has this helped?
So I think when you put a wide range of tools at the disposal of a pupil, then I'll give you a quick example. I taught an e-book creation application called Book Creator. I introduced that one period, and then I was taking the same class next period in another subject just for cover, and two of the kids in the class came up and said, "Mr. Spears, can we use Book Creator to write down our monologues for drama so that we can have it in our iPad when we do this?" So we see kids taking a lot more initiative and also manipulating these tools into ways that we didn't necessarily teach them to do. And I think that's really important. They're bending these tools to whatever it is they want to achieve with it.
Can I just ask finally then, in terms of the... I go to the App Store and I get swamped by what's available.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And the weekly new material coming out. Mm-hmm. How are you identifying apps? How are you managing those apps? How are you evaluating those apps so that you can make an informed choice about what you use with the device?
Mm-hmm. I think over the past couple of years, our teachers have gotten better at doing that. We're doing a lot by word of mouth. There are also now some websites where teachers are, you know, curating certain collections of applications, which are very useful. But I think the most important thing about the App Store is to treat it like the web. Like you can't know all the websites, but you can know that the website you're using is useful and delivers the result that you want. The App Store is now the same. You can't know every app, but you can know that the apps you're using are getting a result.
Great stuff. Fraser, thanks very much for having us today.
Pleasure.